Jay, you need to slow that down. Because in November, as we approach the dog days, the holiday days, the lame duck days of Congress, the agenda seems to slow way down.
I have to disagree.
And we have Charlie Herman with us,
Takeaways
Economics Editor. Good morning. What's this week going
to
be all about, Charlie?
I sort of liken it to an all-nighter. That's why I think I disagree. It's like
an all-nighter for Congress?
It's an all-nighter. It's sort of, you know, when you were in school and you waited to the very last minute to sort of deal your paper.
This.
That's what I feel like Congress is doing.
I studied way in advance.
Really?
Of course you did. Of course.
And you'd be leading the Debt Commission, and we'd be running Congress now.
Yeah, the Debt Commission, right. They don't get graded. They're just pass-fail, those guys. Let's frame this. The president is back from the G20 summit, where it's fair to say he didn't get the rock star reception this year as he did last year. So there's no sort of headline of dizzying result outside of the United States to overshadow what's going on in Washington. So as Congress and the president get down to business this week, what do we look for?
A lot of things. I think in particular, you're really going to, with Congress coming back into session, there'll be this big discussion about what to do about taxes. There'll be this continuing debate about, especially for that one upper tier branch, you know, those people who make more than $200,000 or couples that make more than $250,000, do they get this extension of the Bush tax credit?
It seems as though this debate has sort of clarified. The Obama administration, in its compromise, seems to be suggesting that $250,000 and below is middle class.
Yes.
Do economists agree with that?
Well, probably. I mean, the median income in the U.S. is around $40,000 to $50,000.
So, right.
I mean, it's a very small percentage of people who are above this level. So there seems to be an agreement amongst Republicans and Democrats that there will be an extension to anyone below this. Call it middle class, call it whatever you want. But below $200,000, they are going to get this. At least that's what it appears likely. The debate is over whether or not this top tier gets it. And if they do get it, for how long is it? 1 year, 2 years? Do we kick it right past the election? Does the 2012 presidential election? So there's a lot of, you know, politics, I'm sure, that are being played in terms of thinking, how does this play out several years from now?
Well, in terms of watching what's going on this week, in whose interest is it to do the all-nighter and try to get something done? And in whose interest is it to stall and keep anything from happening during this lame duck session?
Well, I mean, you may see some of the Republicans trying to perhaps forestall a decision on some of this issue, maybe not on the taxes per se, but, for example, on funding the government, which is something that the Congress has yet to do.
That's all about the debt issue, right?
That's about the debt issue, but to sort of show, like, you know, we're going to wait till the new Congress comes in and we're serious about business. And while we may not have the majority now, we will come January. So we want to hold off on making any big decisions now till this new Congress comes in this lame duck period. We're not going to make some of these big decisions about deficit spending issues, et cetera. But there's a lot of issues to do with. There's these tax cuts. There are unemployment benefits that are going to expire at the end of this month. You know, this funding of the government, if you don't fund it, then you have to keep passing continuing resolutions.
Give me an assessment on unemployment insurance, because that was a cliffhanger last time. What do you expect this time around?
It's interesting if you pair tax cuts and unemployment benefits. I mean, some of the numbers that are out there, the tax cuts for that small group of top 1% of Americans, that could cost about $700 billion that could add about that much to the debt, to the deficit. But for unemployment benefits, it's around $65 billion. And a lot of Republicans, it's much smaller. And there are, you know, the New York State Commissioner last week, she came out and talked about how there are about 200,000 people in New York alone that could possibly lose their unemployment benefits if these extra benefits provided by the federal government come to an end. And she was arguing that for every dollar that the government spends to people who are unemployed, they go out and spend $2. So, you know, there's a
stimulative effect of this. Insurance, which has always been very, very direct.
And it's not that people are against it, but there's a sense of, okay, if we're going to fund this, then we need to find an offset somewhere. So there's a lot of this debate about, right, well, if we're going to fund programs, where are we going to offset it?
All of this is going to be in the context of the concern over the Fed's program that we've talked about now for the last 3 weeks running. Of buying
Can't get enough of QE2.
Buying up debt, QE2 is called quantitative easing. President Obama heard all kinds of negative things about that from the Germans and from the Chinese. There's now an open letter to the Fed criticizing what's going on here to the tune of $600 billion. How much is this going to set the agenda for either the Congress or for the Fed?
Well, it's interesting. This group of economists that came out who have criticized the Fed for launching this program, one of the things they said was that The Federal Reserve cannot solve all of the economy's problems on its own, and that tax and spending and regulatory policies have to take precedent.
I mean, this isn't like a seventh grade class in Bethesda, Maryland.
No, these are very serious and legitimate and very well known economists. And so there's this question of, are we politicizing the Fed more by bringing in this sort of, well, the people on the right are saying this and the people on the left are saying this. I mean, the Fed's getting hit from every direction, which some might argue if no one likes what you're doing, maybe you're doing something good. But what I'd say it's interesting is they point to basically Congress and the White House need to take greater actions to fix the economy, not the Fed. But this is the very thing we're talking about, gridlock and how Congress may not accomplish anything. So that sort of leaves the Fed as the only body out there that can sort of act. And when it acts, it gets criticized by foreign governments and by people in this country.
Finally, does all of this criticism have any impact on the ability of the Federal Treasury to issue bonds and to get those things actually purchased by the Chinese, by the Saudis, the people that actually finance our debt at this point?
The reality is that the sales are still going pretty well and that the interest rates, the return is still relatively low. I mean, if you look at what's happening overseas, for example, with Ireland, where that interest rate to buy the debt, they have to promise a really big interest rate because people aren't interested.
There's a little bump last week.
Yeah, so this week, there's a little bump, but basically people are still buying it. So, you know, we're not there yet.
Charlie Herman, it's an all-nighter this week.
It's an all-nighter this week and next.
All-nighter. If I was to go to your home and take a picture, what would say home in your house more than anything?
What would say home in my house more than anything?
Would it be the couch? Would it be
maybe my very used coffee maker?
Very used coffee maker. All right, then that's just to set up Charlie Herman, our Takeaway Economics editor, to get you to participate in our iPhone app latest assignment. We're going to do a whole series on home for the Thanksgiving holidays. We want to see what you depict as home in your house. Go to thetakeaway.org, download the app, and then send us your picture of what means home to you. That's on your agenda. Thanks, Charlie.
You bet.